hello there. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. A cloudy sky right now. Going the other way. 20 degrees right now. And again, still got some fog out there and some light freezing drizzle and some slippery spots. So when you're out there moving around, be careful. Time to talk real estate like we do every Tuesday with Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good holidays. I haven't talked to you since the New Year, so happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, heading into 2020.
Hopefully we're getting started on the right foot in the office.
Good. Well, you said it's, you know, it's kind of picking up.
Yep.
And in January, that's always good because it can be very slow, right?
True.
So 2026, looking good real estate-wise,
so
locally
far,
here in our local market.
Yep, I hope so. And, I'm, you know, we're always optimistic that it'll be a good year, and I don't see any reason why not. The rates aren't going to be quite as low as they used to, and I guess I can head into that part.
Okay, yes, you can. You're our numbers guy.
Yeah, it's pretty steady right now, between 6 and 6.5. And everything I'm reading right now for the future, for the next 5 years, I've read two different articles, and they say get used to it because mm-hmm. this might be the territory we're going to be in for a while.
Okay.
So people need to either requalify or just qualify at this, you know, interest rate and see what they can afford.
You love doing research on this. That's one thing I picked up on you. When it comes to real estate and markets and trends, you really do like digging into it. You do your homework.
Yeah, my numbers. I guess I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah, you are going way back. Hey, you've got an introduction to do here, a brand new addition to Action Realty.
Correct. First name is Craig, and he does work full-time, I guess I can say, at science school as an ag instructor, and decided he wanted to kind of dip his toe into the business and work on it in his spare time, and we're happy to have him on board. So with that, I might let Craig just kind of tell us a little bit about himself.
Craig, good morning. Did you ever think when you got into this it would involve stints on the radio?
Well, I've learned in life never to rule anything out because you just never know what's coming at you.
Never assume that. Isn't that the way it goes?
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you in here. What spurred you on to real estate?
Well, it's actually from my teaching. A year ago, we became short an instructor, and I'd taken some real estate classes previous. So I started teaching this class, but I started doing some professional development to kind of build it up. And then now it just kind of makes sense to put that into full force, I guess.
So, Craig, you're teaching full-time out here in NDSES. What do you teach?
I teach agriculture, mostly animal science, but some ag business as well.
Wow. How long have you been involved in that?
This is my 18th year here at the college.
Okay. And how's your tenure out there been?
It's been good. It's been good. A lot of wonderful students.
So what are you looking forward to getting into real estate here? What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you?
Well, I think there's always, you know, the challenges are always going to be there, whether it be, you know, just trying to work through deals, building business, that sort of thing. What I'm looking forward to the most is, you know, buying a house, doing some of those sort of things. It's one of those monumental things in somebody's life, real big thing. And I think it's going to be a really fun to be a part of that, to help people take that step and guide them and make that a reality.
So that's kind of got your curiosity piqued.
Absolutely.
I would get. Are you from here, Craig?
I grew up just outside of Fargo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So familiar with the area, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. And again, looking forward to a long and happy life at Action Realty too.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Doing this on the side. Family, wife, kids?
I've got a dog that I walk regularly. People probably will recognize me and my dog walking around town. So,
what kind of dog?
She's a golden doodle, Rosie.
Ooh. Good temperament?
Oh, yeah. She's the sweetest dog you'll ever meet.
Good stuff. So people see you all walking around, say hello, and say, hey, Craig, I heard you on the radio.
Absolutely.
And let's talk buying and selling a house.
Perfect.
Good stuff. I think this is going to be good, Steve. I can tell already.
Yeah, he's a people person, you know, and enjoy working with him so far, and I look forward to certainly more time together, and I think he'll do well.
Do we want to talk any new listings here?
Well, I've got a couple coming up. I guess I can't shoot my mouth off yet, but just got to keep listening. And, you know, we've had some closings already, and we've had a couple properties sell, and And hopefully Craig's got maybe one or two on the near future that he can get, you know, his feet wet right away and get involved.
I love this Tuesday talk around. Always talking real estate with the folks from Action Realty. Craig, again, welcome to the show. Look forward to our next visit here. You stop in anytime, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
Steve, thank you.
Hi, Bill. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk next Tuesday at 9:13 here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.